The first reading is a reading from the Book of Wisdom. Love justice, you who judge the earth. Think of the Lord in goodness and seek him in integrity of heart, because he is found by those who test him not, and he manifests himself to those who do not disbelieve him. For perverse counsels separate a man from God and his power, but to the proof rebukes the foolhardy. Because into a soul that plots evil, wisdom enters not, nor dwells she in a body under the debt of sin. For the Holy Spirit of discipline flees deceit and withdraws from senseless counsels. And when injustice occurs, it is rebuked. For wisdom is a kindly spirit, yet she acquits not the blasphemer of his guilty lips. Because God is the witness of his inmost self, and the sure observer of his heart, and the listener to his tongue. For the Spirit of the Lord fills the world, is all-embracing, and knows what man says. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. O Lord, you have probed me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. My journeys and my rest you scrutinize. With all my ways you are familiar. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know the whole of it. Behind me and before, you hem me in and rest your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. Where can I go from your spirit? From your presence, where can I flee? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I sink to the netherworld, you are present there. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall guide me, and your right hand hold me fast. Guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "The things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea, than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. If he wrongs you 7 times in one day and returns to you 7 times saying, 'I'm sorry,' you should forgive him." And the apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we come again today to forgiveness and how often we need to forgive. You know, C.S. Lewis once said, "Everybody thinks forgiveness is a great thing until it's time for you to forgive somebody." And how often that is in our own life. And that's why right after Jesus teaches us, he says, if your brother comes and wrongs you 7 times a day and 7 times a day says, "I'm sorry," you should forgive him. So immediately the apostles said, increase our faith, because it's hard. And so the biggest thing I can just encourage you is if you can't forgive, say, "God, I can't, but you can within me, and I give you permission." And then make an act of the will. "Lord, I now forgive that person, and I ask you to forgive that person." Once you've done that, it's done. It's not a feeling. It doesn't okay what they've done. It sets you free. So today, let's be people of mercy, people of forgiveness. Let us forgive the way our Saviors ask us to. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.